Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 17th, Thursday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to the latest market data, Tesla stock closed at about $391, down just under 1% from the prior close near $394.5. Intraday, shares opened around $392, traded as high as roughly $395, and dipped to about $385, on volume close to 29 million shares. Technically, this looks like a mild pullback within an ongoing consolidation after a strong run. Short-term traders will note that buyers stepped in above the intraday low, but the failure to reclaim the previous close suggests some profit-taking and caution ahead of upcoming catalysts. According to Finanzen.ch, UBS is telling clients that traditional vehicle delivery numbers are no longer the main driver of Tesla's share price. Tesla surprised the market in the second quarter by delivering approximately 480,000 vehicles, about a quarter more than a year earlier and well above consensus expectations, which were closer to 400,000. Despite this strong operational beat, the stock dropped around 7.5% on the reporting day. UBS analyst Joseph Spak argues that investor focus has shifted away from classic auto metrics like quarterly deliveries and margins, toward Tesla's long-term narratives in artificial intelligence, robotaxis, the humanoid robot Optimus, the Terafab semiconductor and data center initiative, and the solar and energy businesses. In his view, sentiment around these future growth platforms now moves the share price more than near-term delivery beats or misses. However, he also stresses that the core automotive segment still generates the cash flow necessary to fund around $25 billion of annual capital expenditures, meaning that sustained car demand and execution remain the financial backbone for Tesla's high-risk, high-reward AI and robotics bets. Finanzen.ch also highlights how this shift in focus affects investors. The article notes that, while quarterly deliveries are still an important indicator of operational health and short-term surprises can move the stock, the bigger share price direction is now anchored in whether Tesla can demonstrate concrete progress in full self-driving, robotaxis, and Optimus. UBS believes that market sentiment will continue to dominate the share price more than pure fundamentals in the near term, but that the viability of Tesla's high valuation ultimately depends on turning these future projects into real businesses. For shareholders, that means paying close attention not just to delivery reports, but to software updates, regulatory approvals, pilot robotaxi deployments, Optimus product milestones, and the ramp of Terafab and related AI infrastructure. According to Finanzen.net, speculation is growing on Wall Street about a potential future merger between Tesla and SpaceX, following SpaceX's recent integration of xAI. SpaceX, which recently listed and joined the NASDAQ 100, has already absorbed xAI to build orbital data centers using up to 1 million low-Earth orbit satellites as compute nodes for artificial intelligence. This move combined the Grok AI software, social platform X, and xAI's Colossus supercomputer with SpaceX's rockets, Starlink network, and space infrastructure. Against this backdrop, analysts are now asking whether Tesla could eventually be brought into the same corporate structure to create an even larger Musk-led technology and AI conglomerate. Finanzen.net reports that RBC Capital Markets analyst Tom Narayan recently raised his Tesla price target from $475 to $500, explicitly adding a premium based on the possibility that SpaceX might acquire Tesla through a stock transaction. In his model, such a deal could justify a 20-30% valuation uplift for Tesla shareholders, on top of his estimate of intrinsic value. Narayan points to several existing synergies. Tesla and SpaceX are collaborating on a Terafab factory to produce a terawatt of AI computing hardware annually. SpaceX relies on Tesla's Megapack energy storage products, and both companies work together on training advanced AI systems. He argues that a merger could consolidate these overlapping efforts, potentially giving the combined entity stronger control over vertical integration in energy storage, AI compute, and autonomous systems. According to the same Finanzen.net report, JP Morgan analyst Doug Anmuth also views a Tesla-SpaceX merger as plausible over the medium term, though not imminent. He outlines several structural options, including a straightforward Tesla acquisition by SpaceX via shares, the creation of a new parent entity that merges Tesla and SpaceX as equals, or more gradual partial combinations to reduce governance and regulatory risk. Anmuth cautions that any deal would be complex because SpaceX has sensitive defense contracts, while Tesla has deep commercial ties with China, raising potential antitrust and national security concerns. He also notes that Tesla's recent financial fundamentals have been under pressure, making timing critical. JP Morgan expects that the probability of some form of combination could rise significantly over the next 1 to 2 years, but the actual execution could lag behind the most optimistic scenarios. For investors and Tesla enthusiasts, this debate underscores how much of Tesla's valuation story now sits at the intersection of space, AI, energy, and autonomous transport, not just electric vehicles. According to El Español, the next major competitive battlefield in urban mobility may not be between traditional taxis and ride-hailing vehicles, but between two fundamentally different robotaxi models, an open platform ecosystem centered around companies like Uber, and a vertically integrated model, LED by Tesla. The article explains that in Spain, and particularly in Madrid, the long-running regulatory conflict between taxis and private hire vehicles is becoming less relevant as autonomous driving advances. Uber, together with Chinese partner WeRide and Spanish operator Avolmo, plans to launch robotaxis in Madrid by 2026, initially with safety operators on board, with the goal of moving toward fully autonomous service as regulations allow. Bolt, another mobility platform, is also forming robotaxi partnerships with companies like Pony.ai and Stellantis for future European deployment. El Español contrasts Uber's strategy with Tesla's. Uber aims to be the universal marketplace for autonomous rides, similar to how Booking aggregates hotels or Airbnb aggregates homes. It does not build cars, instead it partners with multiple autonomous driving technology providers, from WeRide and Waymo to Pony.ai. Under this model, Uber orchestrates customer demand, payments, and app interfaces, while a mix of hardware and software vendors provide the vehicles and self-driving stacks. Tesla, by contrast, seeks to control the entire chain, vehicle design and manufacturing, AI, software, platform, and direct user relationships, in a way that resembles Apple rather than Uber. Technologically, most robotaxi developers rely on multimodal sensor redundancy, combining cameras, radar, LiDAR, and high-definition maps. Tesla, however, has removed LiDAR and is betting heavily on vision-only perception powered by large neural networks trained on billions of real-world miles. According to the same Spanish analysis, industry consensus currently sees the LiDAR-based, multi-sensor approach favored by Uber's robotaxi partners as offering more conservative safety margins. Elon Musk counters that if Tesla can prove a vision-only system is just as safe, or safer, it will dramatically reduce robotaxi unit costs, potentially from around €180,000 per vehicle for LiDAR-equipped competitors, down to roughly €35,000 for a Tesla-built robotaxi. This cost advantage would be central to Tesla's long-term thesis: the cheaper the autonomous vehicle, the more scalable the robotaxi fleet and the higher the potential margins if Tesla keeps most of the economics rather than sharing them with a platform intermediary. El Español also highlights Musk's idea of allowing individual Tesla owners to list their cars on a global robotaxi network when they are not using them, earning income somewhat like short-term home rentals on Airbnb. While this concept would require substantial regulatory change and robust safety oversight, it shows how Tesla's vision extends beyond selling vehicles to building a decentralized yet tightly controlled mobility network. The piece concludes that the real contest in urban transport will be less about licenses and traditional taxi regulations, and more about which AI systems, capital-intensive data centers, and global alliances can dominate daily trips. For Tesla investors, this framing supports the thesis that winning the robotaxi race could be a multi-trillion-dollar opportunity, and that Tesla's integrated approach may justify its current AI-centric valuation if it can execute, secure regulatory approvals, and demonstrate clear safety benefits at scale. According to Il Messaggero in Italy, Tesla has reached a pivotal milestone in Europe with approvals for its full self-driving supervised capability in a growing list of countries, potentially signaling a major step toward widespread autonomous driving on the continent. The article explains that Tesla's current vehicles, with over-the-air updates, are technically already able to drive themselves in virtually all road conditions, including complex city environments, but until recently lacked explicit regulatory authorization in Europe. That is now beginning to change. The Netherlands became the first European country to authorize Tesla's supervised full self-driving earlier this year, and several others have followed, including Belgium, Denmark, Lithuania, and Estonia, with Finland expected to approve soon. In these markets, Tesla owners can activate FSD supervised, allowing the car to handle navigation, lane changes, traffic lights, and urban traffic, while a licensed driver remains responsible and ready to intervene. Il Messaggero notes that European Union institutions are closely studying the safety implications of autonomous driving, with a broader EU-level position expected around October. Tesla claims that activating FSD can improve safety by a factor of 7 compared with traditional human drivers, based on internal data and billions of miles driven globally with supervised autonomy. The company's worldwide fleet of around 6 million vehicles has collectively logged nearly 12 billion miles using FSD supervised, and each mile adds visual data to Tesla's AI training infrastructure while preserving user privacy. The article cites U.S. highway safety statistics showing that human error accounts for the overwhelming majority of road fatalities and accidents. According to Tesla's estimates presented in the piece, more than 80% of incidents tied to human mistakes could be avoided if vehicles were fully autonomous with a system like FSD. According to the same Italian report, Tesla's approach relies on 8 external cameras monitoring the environment and processing over 1 million visual pixels every millisecond. This vision-heavy strategy feeds the company's end-to-end neural networks that try to mimic human perception and decision-making. Regulatory agencies such as the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration are analyzing safety data from Tesla's fleet as part of their broader evaluation. In Europe, the rapid adoption of Tesla vehicles and strong political interest in cutting road deaths give FSD a potentially receptive audience, though lawmakers are taking a cautious stance regarding liability, data usage, and transparency. Several Italian senators have already urged their transport ministry to accelerate the review of FSD authorization in Italy, hinting at further expansion if early European rollouts prove successful. For investors, widespread acceptance of FSD in Europe would validate an important pillar of Tesla's global robotaxi ambitions and strengthen the case for its AI fleet advantage relative to traditional automakers and newer autonomous startups. According to Gizmodo, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has released early findings from a fatal Tesla crash in Katy, Texas, that raise complex questions about driver responsibility and the design of Tesla's full self-driving supervised system. In this tragic incident, a Tesla traveling at high speed crashed into the home of a 76-year-old woman, killing her. According to the report, electronic data recovered from the vehicle shows that just before the crash, the driver manually overrode FSD supervised by pushing the accelerator pedal to 100%, and the car was moving at more than 70 miles per hour when it hit the house. Tesla's head of AI, Ashok Aluswamy, quickly stated that the driver had overridden the system via the accelerator pedal, and CEO Elon Musk argued publicly that FSD would normally drive slowly in residential neighborhoods, implying that FSD itself was not the direct cause. Gizmodo points out that, technically, pressing the accelerator does not disengage FSD, similar to how stepping on the gas does not shut off traditional cruise control. The system continues to manage steering and other aspects while accepting the driver's speed input. This raises a philosophical and legal question: if FSD remains active when a driver floors the accelerator in a residential area, where does responsibility lie in terms of design and risk management? Court documents cited by ABC News and local Texas media indicate that the driver claims he passed out on the highway with FSD engaged and does not recall the events leading up to the collision. Medical records reportedly show no obvious drugs, alcohol, or major health episodes, and the vehicle had been making deliveries for a food delivery service while FSD was used in the hours before the crash. According to the same coverage, other court records reveal that, days earlier, the driver had searched for terms such as Tesla FSD not aggressive enough 2026 and Tesla FSD too timid, which suggests he was interested in more assertive driving behavior from the system. While there is no evidence that Tesla programmed its software to behave dangerously, and no indication that the driver intended harm, the incident illustrates the gray area between driver assistance and autonomy. For Tesla and regulators, the outcome of this lawsuit and the NTSB's full investigation will be important in defining how FSD supervised is marketed, how its limitations are communicated, and what safeguards might be necessary when drivers use it in mixed urban environments. For investors and enthusiasts, it is a reminder that scaling autonomous driving involves not only technical prowess, but also regulatory, legal, and ethical complexities that can affect brand perception, adoption rates, and potential liability exposure. According to LRT in Lithuania, 2 Tesla vehicles were reported stolen from parking lots in Vilnius and the surrounding region within a single day. In one case, a 2022 Tesla was taken from a parking area on Ozo Street, with an estimated loss of about €24,200. In another case, a 2019 Tesla, containing various belongings, was stolen from a parking lot in the village of Jarivos, with total damages over €27,000. Local police have opened pretrial investigations into both thefts. While these incidents are relatively minor in the context of Tesla's global business, they highlight ongoing concerns about vehicle security, key management, and the secondary market for high-value electric cars in Eastern Europe. Thank you for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with other Tesla investors and enthusiasts.